Right now, it could seem like the only people who matter are the loudest. Those who want to tear things down and then fly away on their own personal spaceships when things get hard. But we've got 182,000 people, and they're building. Big things. New things. Things that will change the way we do things. Assembling more vehicles in the U.S. than any other automaker things. $50 billion committed to electric vehicle things. And you might not know their names, but these people get up every day working together to move us all forward.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Who Rock with Success, which is an award-winning show for professional women. We profile a collective of amazing women who are thriving to build their brand. Women are handpicked in various fields who can provide credible information to build your business and lifestyle. We are live each Thursday at 9 a.m. Central Time, followed by our latest brand, Women Who Rock Investigates. To learn more about us, go to our website at www.womenwhorockwithsuccess.com. Now, let's join our podcast host in the studio, Mrs. Diane Winbush.
Women Who Rock with Success complies with the rules and terms according to the Federal Communications Commission podcast guidelines. The views and opinions expressed by our guests are their own, and their appearance on our digital media platforms does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. All guests who embrace our media stations are experts who are licensed in their fields of occupation. All rights reserved.
And good morning, and welcome to Women Who Rock with Success Media. And this is your host, Ms. Diane Winbush. Just so glad for you to be with us on today. And so today we're going to be talking about coaching. And, of course, that's perhaps more than 60 or 70% of our guests and viewers. They are coaches and they are arts and entertainment. And so today in the coaching field, we have a wonderful guest that's in the studio that's going to be talking to us about his coaching business and how he can be able to help and assist you even more in your business. So we welcome to the studio Mr. Tim Ouellet. Good morning.
Good morning, Diane. Thanks for having me on the program.
Absolutely. So what we want to do is we want to get a little bit about you, and we want to get learn a little bit as to why you got into the field and occupation and studies of coaching. So we want to get started with that. Tell us a little bit about you and tell us a little bit about why you chose coaching.
Yeah, sure. Well, when I was in college, I got involved in public speaking, formal debate primarily. And, I mean, it was interesting, the rhetoric side, but what really drew me to it was the questioning, the powerful okay. questions that sort of drew out the insights on both sides. And it made me realize that that was something that that I really enjoyed doing. And that translated well into my management career, where I began coaching employees and fellow managers and even upper management. And it just sort of... It led me to the fact that sort of the realization that, hey, I could really do this on my own, and I decided to branch out on my own.
Okay, that's great. That is so wonderful, because coaching has a broad, expansion to it, where professionals and entrepreneurs can be able to get a lot of meat and potatoes from the coach itself, and it is very important that professionals have a hired and paid coach, so they can be able to have someone to be able to assist them along their journey while they're trying to build their business. So let's talk about what type of coaching that you provide for professionals.
Well, I do. It's a mix. I know that there is a subset of coaching, mindset coaching, and then there's business coaching, but I prefer to label myself as a business mindset coach.
Okay.
I like to think that people's business in their life are intertwined, so that the mm-hmm. things that you do and say, the actions you participate in your life, reflect in your business and vice versa. So when I coach, I typically focus on the things that that have commonalities between the two.
Okay. Okay. That's great. So so how long have you been doing this as a coaching for professionals?
Well, my business is relatively new. I've been in business since August of this year. I've been coaching employees and fellow managers for about a decade now. So, like I said, my formal business is new, but I've been an experienced coach for over 10 years.
Right, right, because we know that it does not actually start when you begin to put up the brick and mortar or the signs or the grand opening sign or your new website. It kind of starts from where you, decided to, hey, look, this is something that I want to do. So perhaps even back when you were in the public speaking department, you know, that can also, you know, kind of expand it a little bit as well, because that's how I look at it. I look at it as in the fact that sometimes people just really don't start out when they put out their website. I think they start out a little bit beyond that when the thought first came into mind as to what they want to do and kind of what caused them to be able to pursue that. So the guests will be getting a lot of training and experience through what it is that you have to offer. So we're going to move a little forward. So in regards to takeaways, we want to talk about that. So in regards to takeaways, now in some coaching categories, you have also speakers too, such as yourself. So take, for example, if you are speaking or you have a speaking engagement that's coming up, and of course we know that a lot of TEDx speakers are coaches. There are hundreds, thousands, millions of coaches that are TEDx speakers as well. So just talk to us a little bit about some of the takeaways. What are some of the takeaways, even from your business, your experience, even with public speaking and a public speaking professional? When you go out on stage, what is it that you want the audience to be able to grasp from you? What is it that you want them to take home with? You know, I'm going to say this, Tim, before you answer that. You know, a lot of times individuals have large corporate America events. A lot of times people are interested in perhaps maybe what they're serving. But, you know, you have to, you know, I ask this to all of our guests who come on to the show as a coach, a business coach, life coach, relationship coach, mindset coach. It's something that we want them to take home more than just a trinket, more than just a gift, or, you know, something that we offer them or thank them for coming. It's something that we want them to resonate with themselves when, you know, long after the speaking engagement or the coaching segment is over with. It's something we want to stick with in regards to what we have brought to the table for them, what we have said to them or stated to them. So that's what the question is in regards to kind of what is it that you want your audience to take away from you as an individual, a speaker, and a branding coach?
I guess what I would say, I would focus on the fact that what I want people to take away from my coaching or my speaking is that coaching brings results. I've always viewed it in this way. There are three levels of change. There's specific situations, specific life areas, and then there's an overall broad shift in the way that people can view themselves in the world. What I want people to take away is the realization that they can get this overall shift in the way they view the world, and that if that happens in a positive way, those changes trickle down to the specific situations or specific life areas. If they can change their mindset, from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset, then that'll impact probably 99.9% of the areas in their lives. That's the huge takeaway that I want people to realize, is that coaching actually does get results.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because okay, so I'm gonna save that comment. So this is the next, and this is gonna go into the next question that I'm about to ask you. So how do you determine that you and the customer or the client is a great match? How do you determine that? So And I guess it's also to the question is, how does it work? How does your coaching brand work? What is it, some of the initial steps that you take when you when someone first comes to you and say, hey, Mr. Ouellette, we want you to be able to help us to dig us out of this or help us with in this area, what have you. What are some of the initial steps that you take to make sure that this individual is a match? See, because everybody is not a match. Some people just come in just for maybe like 2 weeks. Since he's already told me what I need to do, I'm out of here. And so we try to help professionals to be able to understand that in order for you to get the results, just like you stated, your takeaways, results, in order for you to get the results, sometimes it's a long-term effect. Sometimes it may take more longer than 6 weeks. Sometimes we have to stay with the coach 6 months, especially depending on the individual as to what type of results that they are seeking from it. You know, a lot of times individuals, Tim, they are looking from a coaching perspective, they're looking for the coach to be able to thrive them way on top of Mount Rushmore, way up there, and what have you. But sometimes individuals think that it's going to, you know, come overnight. So we want to talk about some of the initial steps that you utilize with your branding practices. Still branding and coaching practices to be able to make sure that, hey, look, I don't want you to waste my time. I want to make sure that we're a good match.
Yeah, sure. What I do, and in my practice, I make it a practice of offering at least two free sessions. This will help potential clients to sort of determine whether coaching is actually right for them. And it helps us to decide whether we're a good match for each other. I ask clients to take a 15 to 20 minute discovery call. I think that's typical in the industry, where we'll discuss their needs, their wants, their desires. And then I'll also emphasize the fact that it does require a commitment. Coaching is playing the long game. It does bring results, but it can take weeks. It could take a couple of months. It could take 3 months. It's a very subjective experience. It really is, because people's needs are different. The way they approach life is different. And I think that's overall, that's the biggest thing for me is making sure that the client or the potential client understands that there is a commitment, that it could take a few weeks. It could take a couple of months. But that really, in essence, they're the ones doing the work. A coach is less a mentor and more a sounding board, someone for the client to bounce their ideas and thoughts off of, and then for the coach to ask the questions that bring those insights.
Okay, great. So what are some of the benefits to coaching?
I think what it comes down to is long-term planning. A person who needs coaching or feels they need coaching, I think typically they're missing or they haven't really clarified some of their goals. So the coaching helps them to put their goals into focus. It helps them to reignite their motivation, their purpose. It really helps to align both their personal and professional lives and sort of, especially when they've reached like a divergent road. They've reached a point in their lives where they've sort of plateaued, and they could go either below that plateau or above that plateau, but they realize they need to change at some point. So coaching brings around that realization that, hey, you know, there are steps I need to take, and I might need help in recognizing what those steps actually are.
Okay, great. So now we want to talk about your packages. We want to talk about the packages that you have to offer, because sometimes when you are ringing the dinner bell, clients are ringing the dinner bell, customers are ringing the dinner bell for a coach, but they go in and they, you know, some individuals offer just one scale for fees, and some individuals offer different types of packages. So with your brand, you offer different packages for your clients. So we want to talk about that. Not, you don't have to share everything about, you know, each package, but you can be able to share each package and share with them kind of a little bit of what they can be able to expect from each tier that you have to offer.
Yeah, sure. Well, for me, especially where I'm fairly new, my packages are somewhat basic. I've got an introductory package, which is a 4-week, 1-hour session per week with email support. The second tier is an additional 4 weeks, so it's a total of 8 weeks with email and text support. And the third tier is 12 weeks email and text support, and also admission into a premium membership section of the site where they can download session notes, session recordings, and view content that that is not outside available. Each package will be tailored towards the individual client's needs. I don't have a specific topical package. For me, coaching is a very dynamic environment. I never really approached coaching with pre-planned questions. The questions come out based on what the client tells me.
Okay, that's great. Okay, so now we want to get into another segment of what you do. And so we see that you are an author of many books, and we want to talk about that. We want to share that with the audience as well, to let the audience know that there's more to you than just being a coach and providing coaching services for your clients or constituents. So we want to talk about a little bit about that. And I guess what kind of thrived or motivated you to be able to write books, and what type of genre do you have that you offer in these books? What type of categories that you display for your readers?
Well, actually, my writing function is really separate from my coaching. I have yet to pen any coaching-related books. I've written some pieces on philosophy and psychology, and actually some fiction, but I haven't really tailored my writing towards my coaching business as yet. Like I said, it's still fairly new, and I'm sort of bringing all those things into full circle.
Okay, and that's fine. Okay, but I just wanted to kind of bring that out to the audience that you do a little bit more. You have different other categories that you do offer, perhaps not in regards to coaching, but, you still have some other options for the audience to be able to look up as well. So the next question would be, what would be the next chapter that you would like to accomplish, even with the coaching business that you offer for your clients? What would be the next chapter? You know, a lot of times individuals may decide to be able to take their coaching business, maybe, virtual, or maybe, and that's something that we can talk about as well, as to, where do you offer the services? Is it brick and mortar, or is it just virtual, or is it both, for the client to be able to engage with your products and services? So let's talk about that a little bit. We want to talk about whether your services are offered virtual, brick and mortar, or both. And then the second prong to that question is, I guess, where you want to see your coaching business in the next 5 years as a long-term goal.
Yeah, sure. Primarily, I'll be offering virtual. I can offer one-on-one live locally, and I will be offering local workshops, different chambers of commerce, different areas locally. I'm on the East Coast, so there's a lot of opportunity here. But primarily, it's going to be virtual, say Zoom, on the phone, or really any, whatever application the client feels most comfortable doing. Long term, 5 to 10 years down the road, I simply want to be coaching successfully, helping people live out the best version of their lives. My goal is just to impact as many people personally and professionally as they possibly can.
Okay, great. So I guess we got a couple of more questions for you, and then this question is regard to one of your blogs that you have written entitled Coaching and Motivation, and it states, if you never know failure, you will never know success. So we want to talk about that, since, your printed material books are basically geared towards another category. Your blog is specifically geared towards coaching, and so we want to talk about that a little bit as to the title and why you chose that title, and a little bit for the audience to be able to grasp as to your statement to if you never know failure, you will never know success.
Yeah, sure. And this comes down to that dichotomy between the fixed mindset and the growth mindset. Folks often see failure in negative terms. They see it as something in mm-hmm. which they've become deficient in, when in fact, failure is a stepping stone to success. You need to, I think I've heard it before, I can't remember who the quote is attributed to, but they said, you know, fail and fail often. If you don't fail, you don't really understand, you know, what your limits are and how to proceed beyond those limits. Failure helps you mm-hmm. to understand how far you've come and how much further you need to go. The more you fail, I know it sounds odd, but the more you fail, the more you realize what you know, what you don't know, and the steps that you need to take to become more knowledgeable and more experienced.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so is that one of the components that you share also with your clients? Because here's the thing here, a lot of times clients expect, you know, as I kind of touched on it a little bit more, some clients, they feel that, and when it comes to coaching, they feel that the coach is responsible for making sure that they are 100% okay. They try to assume or speculate that from this coaching, you know, we're going to make sure we're going to get to the point where we'll say Tim Ouellette's brand and services. We're going to get up to his level where he's at. And sometimes professionals, entrepreneurs, perhaps maybe are not aware that it takes time, as, you know, you shared earlier. And then it also takes persistence when you're, you know, trying to build, trying to create, and trying to put a patent on a statement or a brand. So that's something, I guess, that would be next that I guess we could be able to ask in regards to that, of you sharing with your clients the patience that it perhaps maybe take, and is that one of the elements that you do implement in, you know, in your discussion or your intake? You know, failure is, it's a must. I'm serious. It's a must, because if we, as you stated, how will we know how to grow? How will we know what we can be able to achieve unless we fail in a specific type of area?
Yeah, that's one thing I made clear in the beginning, either in the discovery call or discussions after the intake questions, is that success is iterative. It builds upon the failures that you encounter, and not just the failures, but also the little stepping stones that you embrace, you know, while you're failing. You take one mm-hmm. step forward, two steps back, and then you take three steps forward, one step back. It's really the building blocks of success. Failure is one of those primary building blocks, and it is iterative. It does build upon each other and I don't think you ever really reach a point where you can say, oh, hey, I'm successful. I don't have to move forward anymore. There's always mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. there's always an area of growth. You can always grow. You can always move forward. And even when you move backwards, you can realize, hey, I've moved backwards, but, you know, that's going to propel me to move forward even more.
Okay. And with the last question, we want to ask as to how you, I guess, help your clients to be able to move beyond stagnation and procrastination. So here's a story, actually, that back in 2014, we had a guest that had all of the tools and the resources that they need to move forward. But when it came, and they had a mentor as well, And when I think the mentor referred her to our podcast and to our show, and so when she came, when it became time for her to appear on the show, the entrepreneur froze up. She had everything polished. She had the website. She had all the ducks in a row. But I think she got either fear fright or she froze up at the last minute and what have you, and she just somehow she couldn't do it and she couldn't move forward. So I guess that would be the last question that we would like to ask you before we let you share with the audience a little bit more about your links and your website and your coaching business. Share with us a little bit as to how you would help an individual to be able to move from the place of procrastination.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing and the best takeaway I can ask a client to have when they work with me is to understand that they need to embrace their weaknesses. They need to realize mm-hmm. that they are imperfect, that they have room to grow, and that once they mm-hmm. recognize their weaknesses, they can sort of compare that to where they want to be. They can set that life or business goal and work with the coach on achieving those steps to get there. So I think it's sort of helping people to get out of their heads that they need to be perfect at every moment of their lives. That perfection is stifling. It can stifle creativity. It can stifle business growth. And recognizing that you're not at 100% all the time, I think, is important. It's the key to personal and professional growth. So that's what I do. I help them to realize that it's okay to be where they're at that moment, and that they can have that goal of reaching their potential, and that even then it's not going to be 100% because there's always room to grow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, Tim, we thank you so much for being with us as our guest on today on Women Who Rock with Success Media. Of course, we do not want you to be able to leave the studio without sharing with the audience how they can be able to find your coaching business, any of the blogs that you have posted and shared, or even, you know, some of your printed material books that you have to, you know, that you even share as an author. You can be able to do that at this time, and if they can be able to find you on any social media platform so they can be able to follow you and pick you up after the show, you can be able to share that with the listeners.
Yeah, sure. Listeners can find me at timwollette.com. That's TimWollette.com. They can find me on LinkedIn, Twitter, at Tim Ouellette Coach. They can email me at discover@timwollette.com, or they can text me at 207-256-2274. Any of those ways to reach me would be great.
Okay, great. Thank you once again for being our guest on Women Who Rock with Success Media. Audience, you can be able to follow us at 10 o'clock at the top of the hour for our next guest that will be coming up. Still, they're going to be talking about branding, and we are here to profile men and women in our media and on our media platforms. So everyone have a wonderful day, and meet us over back at the top of the hour at 10 o'clock. Have a wonderful day, Tim, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Diane.